one subset of halachas that falls within the category of halachas tzedakah, and that's a tzedakah which has a chaymer, a seriousness, which has severity, which supersedes all other causes in tzedakah, and that is in your pidyon shvuyim, to rescue somebody who's in jail, who's taken captive. And perhaps not something again, not so relevant to halacha l'maisa, but in the classic sense, we're talking about a case, maybe a little more, you know, some of what we have in the, you know, cases of ISIS and things like this in the news, where things of people taken hostage in a scenario where it's life-threatening and very dangerous. And the basic halacha is we will do anything we can to save someone in the case of sakana v'adoyos, even in the case where it's only a suffix sakana, we will do anything we can. However, we know we pass like the Gemara in Gittin that one does not pay the shvuyim yesterak v'edemayim. We do not pay more than the value of the person who is in jail. The famous case of the Maharam in Rutenberg was taken prisoner, and even though he was a Gadol Hador, and he was somebody who was a Rebbe of many of the most important Rishonim, and famously he refused to, even when the money was arranged to free him from jail, he refused to let himself be bailed out because he felt it was set precedent. And the understanding here is that by allowing an exorbitant amount for ransom, we are encouraging further instances of such hostage taking. Now, just a basic, again, just at least for the concept, there's a basic machloikas. What does it mean, yesir al kadei demayim? What does it mean to pay over the value of a person who's taken prisoner? So one opinion in the paiskim is that the price of an eved hanimker b'shuk, and that is the price of a person in the slave market. Now, it's true we don't have a slave market in most civilized countries today. There are places in the world where there is an active slave market. According to the price determined in those places, that would be the fair market value, so to speak, for a human being in that concept. And if one cannot pay the price above and beyond that price. Others, the Radvaz holds the price is above the price of a non-Jewish slave. The difference in concept here is, those who hold that we don't pay above the price of a person who's sold in the slave market, basically the idea is we're trying to discourage the entire idea of captive taking. Whatever is being sold on the market, that's it's a market in some places, but we don't want to encourage anything above those prices. However, the Radvaz understands it's a uniquely Jewish problem. He says, if people realize that we as a community come together, we bail out people who are related to us, who are part of our community, we stick up for each other, we are opening our greatest asset, that we're here for each other, it turns into a liability, that we're encouraging people to specifically target Yidden for problems. Because by doing so, they know they can always count on the rest of world Yahados to come together and pull through for each Yid. So he says, suppose they would take captive, they charge a crazy amount for, say again, like one of these ISIS cases, they go ahead and take five people prisoner, and they're all be the same price, it would be $10 million for each one of them. Right? So then there wouldn't be a problem. If they would charge a specific amount more for a Jewish person, then by paying that ransom, we would encourage people targeting Yidden B'dafka, and therefore we would not allow that. What to do with L'maisa? Basically, Klal Yisrael throughout the Darius has generally tend to be makel to get their advisors in L'am Mitzchus on sticking up people who are in trouble. We do what we can, even though we can't necessarily force people to pay for that, but people generally have a makel and helping people out even when it's a very large amount. As far as just halach L'maisa in our times, it's important to point out, Rav Moshe Feinstein does rule that in today's society, even in jails in normal democracies, there is a concept of pidyon shvuyim in a general broad sense. We're not talking about any specific cases, but even though certainly the risk does not equal anything similar in any way, shape, or form, similar to what God went on in earlier generations, he says there is in the truth a concept of pidyon shvuyim which is relevant today. It may not be as serious, but there is such a concept in halacha, A. And B, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if somebody caused his own problems and ended up in jail because he did something wrong, or he made a miscalculation where he thought something, whatever the case may be, he did something wrong on his own terms and he messed himself up, one would still be mechuyev to help him out because of pidyon shvuyim. It does not mean every case, but the means is the very fact that he tripped himself up is not a reason to say, well, if that's the case, let him take care of himself. However, in a practical sense, there are many, many cases, they're very, very detailed, and in each specific case, one should ask a paisik if there's a mitzvah in that case.